Okay, Simon Tov Reish Chav Dalad. Sifal of Mispalon Tvilas Arvis, Vomer Havdalah B'Chonen Hadas. After Yom Kippur, Davin Marv, and we say Havdalah in Chonen Hadas. The post can point out that if you accidentally say Hamelech HaKadosh instead of Akel HaKadosh, because you're so used to saying Hamelech HaKadosh, so Chayarim Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, everyone says you don't need to go back. Not only do we have to add on to the Yom Kippur before, we have to add on to Yom Kippur after. Also, you should wait a little bit after tzeis in order to eat, drink, do malacha, etc. There's no specific amount that needs to be added on, so as long as you wait a little bit after tzeis kochavim, you'll be fine. We say Avdalah al Kos, and the Shulchan Aruch holds that you don't make a bracha on the Besamim even if Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, because the whole reason is to bring back the Nefesh from the Neshama Yisera, which left when Shabbos ends. But here, Yom Kippur, you didn't have the Neshama Yisera anyway because of the fast day. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings many Achornim who disagree and say that you should make a bracha on the Besamim, and there's no Chashash Bracha Levatala anyway because it's just a bracha Zanenin. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not tell the Tzibur to do this, but this seems to be the minhag of most people, is to make the Besamim if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. If the Alam Mevarchem ala Or, make a bracha on a candle. However, you don't make a bracha on the fire which was created now. Rather, it has to be fire which was Ner Sheshavos, which means it was lit all the entire time of Yom Kippur, it was burning. Some say that you're allowed to use a candle which was lit from something else, that would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah explains the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because the reason we make a bracha motzei Shabbos on fire is Zecher, the fire which was created on motzei Shabbos by Adam Arishon, which was created anew. So that's why you're allowed to make on a bracha on the candle which was lit anew on motzei Shabbos. But motzei Yom Kippur, the reason for us lighting the candle is not because of that, rather, it's not because of the fire which was created then. Rather, it's just emphasizing the fact that we weren't able to light any fire over the entire Yom Kippur, that we didn't have any enough from it. And that's why you would need to use a fire which was lit the entire Yom Kippur. If it happens to be that you didn't have that candle, so you should go somewhere, someone else, and get a candle, try and light a fire from somebody else's fire that was existing the entire Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so then the Mishnah Berurah says that it's mutter midina to use fire which was lit right now after Shabbos, but the minhag olam is to be machmir and not to do it even in that situation. What happens if you want to make Havdalah? A woman wants to make Havdalah, but her husband's not home from shul yet, so she can make it on her own. In that situation, the Rav Vosner says that the woman can make Havdalah on her own. She doesn't have to wait until her husband gets home, which could take a really long time if she's waiting to eat after Yom Kippur. So if, hey, Yisrael, shehidlok me'ove kochavim, im varchan alav motzei Yom Kippur, alfa bisha motzei Shabbos varchan alav. If a non-Jew lit a candle for you, you shouldn't make a bracha on that on motzei Yom Kippur, even though motzei Shabbos we do use it. Shem varchan motzei Yom Kippur, el al orsha Shabbos v'od yom, mamish al orsha. So again, don't use a candle which was not lit before Shabbos, so before Yom Kippur. So if a non-Jew lights a candle for you, you would not be able to use it.